He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the March 20th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I've got all red on my screen today. Darn it. You know, we've had green for the last several days, but we're seeing red today. Nothing really serious. The Dow right now down 98 points. That's 0.4%. We're back below 26,000. We were there for a little bit yesterday. We're now at 25,789 on the Dow 30. The S&P 500 is down 8 points right now. That's 0.3%. We're at 2,824 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ just barely down right now, about 0.2%. The NASDAQ down 13 points to 7711. 7711. Hey. Those are some lucky numbers there. Russell 2000 down 3 points. That's 0.2%. It's at 1551. Crude oil is down 15 cents to $58.88 per barrel. Gold up 30 cents per ounce. It's at 1307. Silver's down a penny at $15.36 per ounce. The 10-year yield down today, 2.60%, down 2 basis points, 2.60%. The VIX is up 4.5%. The VIX has been pretty quiet lately, however. And Bitcoin down 26 cents at $4,024 per coin. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting live from Charleston, South Carolina. Extraordinarily high tide this morning, but I don't see any flooding. So it looks like the tidal floods did not materialize like they had anticipated. We did have a big moon last night. You see, that impacts those tides. And let's not forget that our body is, what, 90% water? So those big full moons impact the tides within our body also. Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's take a look. Seeing red on the screen here today, we've had quite a few updates in a row, however. I begin the day with 544 B-plus or better ranked stocks. And my database currently contains 5,080. I keep adding stocks every day as I find new ones, new IPOs, stocks I've missed in the past, new ETFs, etc. So 544 B plus or better stocks. That's the buy range. That when they get to B plus or better, B plus is a weak buy. Then you go to A minus, which is a buy, and you know, on up. Anything above B plus, I have a look-see on a daily basis. 544 such stocks today. That's a very, very healthy number. We got down to 8 back in December of 2018. Now we're a little overheated still on the market, but that is an indication that the market is strong. Now, we had a pretty good day going on yesterday. In fact, we had the Dow above 26,000. And then there was some midday chatter. Was that you chattering about Chinese trade negotiations? And now the word on the street is they're not going so well. Anyways, that's the excuse given for the gains that we gave up yesterday. In fact, we had a 150-point gain at one time yesterday. as we push through that 26,000 level. I particularly noted a very big breakout again in Amazon, and I once again had the biggest winner of the day yesterday in my premier growth portfolio. We'll get to that in a bit. It had some good news yesterday, and it was up 11%, this large cap technology stock. Well, by the end of the day, we had a pretty flat market. We've had the futures up most of the morning, but now we are in the red, down about 92 points right now on the Dow. Worries about the discussions going on between China and the U.S. And I would also say, throw in today's mix, FedEx's big miss in earnings and their commentary about the global economy, the slowdown in the global economy. Are the tariffs that President Trump has placed on China slowing down the global economy? Well, FedEx seems to think so. And I got to believe that that's also a big part of today's miniature sell-off in the market, and, you know, a little bit of a rally in the bond space today. The global market's pretty flat overnight. No great shakes there. China was flat. Hong Kong down 0.5%. We did get one economic report on the U.S. That was yesterday after the show started. Factory orders increase more than it's expected in January. And, of course, today we'll get that FOMC announcement at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then they follow that up. First, they announce what they're doing with interest rates. And I don't think anybody expects them to raise interest rates today. And then they'll really listen to their forecast for the economy and the future direction of interest rates. And then Chairman Jerome Powell will have a press conference, and he will answer questions about the economy and about Fed policy, monetary policy right now. And I would say that that will be a market mover when that happens. So set your timer for 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Fed announcement, the Fed forecast, and the Fed press conference. Well, we still have no deal over there in the UK with the European Union. It looked like it was going to be a long delay, 9 to 12 months. Now Theresa May will request a short delay to the Brexit today in a letter to the European Union. You know, the Europe market has really liked the stalemate that they've got right now going on with Brexit. In fact, we've seen a pretty good rally. I saw a breakout in the European index, the European ETF that I follow. It's pulling back today, however, by 0.5%. The Lyft IPO is already oversubscribed. What does that mean? That means there's more demand than there are shares available. That's according to Reuters. The level of oversubscription was not revealed. Without a doubt, this is the hottest IPO so far in 2019. Uber will be even bigger. Lyft started its IPO roadshow yesterday, and it spent the day and today. It spent the day and will meet again today, meeting with investors in New York. The ride-hail company is set to price their IPO on March 28th with a preliminary range of $62 to $68. That will give Lyft a potential valuation of up to $23 billion. Why didn't we think of a ride-hailing service? And, of course, Uber, much bigger market share than Lyft. Uber's market cap probably be up around $100 billion. Plus, and we've already got a rating out. It hasn't even gone public yet, but D.A. Davidson has initiated coverage with a $75 target price. Well, they must have information. They must have gone through the prospectus and seen some financials on the company, because the little guy, I mean, the retail investor, there's really nothing out there yet. I suppose there's a prospectus somewhere that you can read through. I like to give these IPOs, 6 months, preferably even a year. Let's watch some quarterly reports come in. Let's see what kind of a growth trajectory they are on. Let's see how close they are to being profitable. And let's see what kind of potential there is for continuing profitability going forward and increasing profitability going forward. Okay, when we come back, a big game changer, pardon the pun, in the gaming industry impacted one of my stocks, which just blew up to the upside yesterday. We'll be right back.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the big game-breaking news yesterday came from Google. Google announced their game platform offering Stadia. Google has unveiled its new gaming effort, Stadia, a platform that promises unifying the experience of playing, watching, and building games. Speaking at the Game Developers Conference, CEO Sundar Pichai, who's actually not a big gamer, but he does play FIFA 19 quite a bit, introduced our next big effort, which is to build a game platform for everyone. And Google's Phil Harrison says there's a universe of people who love playing games, and there's a universe of people who love watching games. But those are fragmented universes, he says. The suggestion is that YouTube will serve as the spectator platform a la Twitch. The company now has the ability to make a take a sophisticated game like Assassin's Creed Odyssey. You ever play that one? Which was the subject of last fall's Project Stream test, and offer it via the cloud as quickly as in 5 seconds, Harrison says. Well, Google got a pretty good bump yesterday up in price, and is it following through today? Let me see here. Yes, that is a very, very, we got to call it Alphabet. I'm going to always call it Google. That's a very nice breakout on Google. Now, that comes even with the big fine from Europe, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But the other game makers are sliding on Google's gaming plans. You can take a look at Nintendo. You can take a look at Sony. They are sliding. Now, the big winner for me, the one that was caught up in all of this, was AMD. AMD is one of my largest positions. I own AMD in my premier growth portfolio. In fact, AMD is one of, 22 stocks that I own there, 23 stocks. That's it. I've narrowed down the whole universe to just 23 stocks that I own in my premier growth portfolio. We've had some major breakouts recently there. Broadcom had huge news last week. Edwards Life Sciences had huge news earlier this week. We had a big earnings report from Ulta Beauty last week. And then yesterday, AMD just exploded to the upside. AMD was up 11.1% at one point. Why? Because it's their chips, not NVIDIA, not Intel, it's AMD's chips that will power the Google platform. Morgan Stanley says AMD has a significant opportunity from cloud gaming chips, citing its surprise success in winning part of Google's gaming initiative. Google will host a keynote address. Well, that was yesterday. The firm estimates AMD had $50 million in cloud gaming revenue in Q4. And they also go on. Now, this is Morgan Stanley speaking. We continue to be impressed by AMD's progress at using innovative approaches to expand its markets in all segments. Moore maintains his underweight rating and a $17 price target. Well, the stock's at 25, Morgan Stanley. Did anybody wake up? Did anybody make the coffee yesterday morning there at Morgan Stanley? They're going to make 96 cents, almost a dollar, in earnings next year. That's a 53% rise from this year's earnings estimates of 64 cents, which is a 40% gain from last year. So AMD finally, you know, they've been in and out over the years, but their earnings are starting to hit, and this is a big win for them being a part of Google's Play system. Now, let's just take a look real quickly here. Why does Bill Gunderson own AMD, and why did he own it before this? And I didn't know this announcement was coming. I just bought it on its fundamentals and its relative strength. I mean, if you look now, look at over the last 3 years at AMD's actual performance. Over the last 3 years, AMD has gone up at a rate of 110% per year. It's made a huge rise. It was a dollar stock in 2016, and now it's a $25 stock. And over the last year, the stock is up 127%. And over the last 5 years, it's delivered 46% per year. It gets a performance grade of A+, which is better than Google, which I went over their numbers yesterday. So very good alpha. Very good relative strength. In fact, on the Investor's Business Daily scale of 1 to 99, AMD is currently 97 relative strength. AMD is now a $26 billion company, so it fits in that large cap category. There is not any dividend being paid by this tech company headquartered in Santa Clara, California. And from a valuation point of view, I have a $44 target price, but that's 5 years down the road. AMD, before this announcement, was ranked number 94 overall in my Best Stocks Now app. 9 months ago, it was ranked number 214. 6 months ago, it was ranked number 3. This is really nice how you can look at this historical rankings of the stock, and then you can check the performance since those rankings. 1 month ago, it was ranked number 11, so you can see why Bill Gunderson has been long and owns this stock in his premier growth portfolio. As of today, AMD is ranked number 70 out of 5,080. Then you can scroll down. If you go to www.beststocksnowapp.com, and you can see all of the tweets that I've sent out. Yesterday, I sent out the tweet that said, AMD, wow, with an exclamation point. And then disclosing, I am long the stock. So anyways, AMD, one of the 23 stocks that I own in my premier growth portfolio, will be a big part of this new gaming initiative announced by Google. Now, this Google stock has a really good chart right now. The European Competition Commissioner is expected to hand Google a third fine today. This is 1.5 billion euros over their anti-competitive practices related to its AdSense advertising service. Well, investors seem to be looking past this. Google was already fined 6.7 billion euros. I think Google is the ATM machine for the European Union with another antitrust case, one for unfairly pushing its apps on smartphone users. All right, when we come back, the hottest sector in the market right now, that's coming up. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Still down about 90 points on the Dow, about 9 points on the NASDAQ. I'm going to call it a FedEx sell-off here today on their commentary about what they see in the global economy right now. Jury finds Bayer's Roundup weed killer caused cancer. Well, that's in San Francisco. They'll begin hearing evidence separately on another case. But if you want a big award, the case goes to trial. Another California man was awarded $289 million last August after a state court jury found Roundup caused his cancer, although the award later was reduced to just $78 million. And it's on appeal. Analysts are optimistic after NVIDIA meeting. Well, you know, that's got to be a big loss for NVIDIA not to get that Google streaming game platform. I am not a fan of the stock NVIDIA. I think a lot of that excitement in the stock, which ran it up to 293 last October, was a lot of it was Bitcoin and the mining coin, Bitcoin mining, and that has pretty much you know, not what it once was. But there's some analysts out there that like NVIDIA. I am not one of those people that like NVIDIA at the current time. What's the latest on Boeing? Well, I think Boeing is down today. There was finally it's up. Look at that. It's up $6.08. It's up 1.6%. The plane maker has reshuffled its top engineers amid its 737 MAX crisis. The U.S. Transportation Department demanded an audit of the plane's certification from the FAA, which is under fire right now. And the cockpit voice recorder of the doomed Lion Air revealed the pilot's frantic search to fix to overpower the MCAS system, although a different crew the evening before encountered the same problem but solved it after running through three checklists. You know, the only thing I can relate to, I was, when I first got an old fishing boat many years ago, it had a an autopilot in it. And I pushed some button that put it into circle. It put it into spin cycle. And I was going in circles off of the coast of California there for about an hour. You know, finally I just had to shut the thing down and drop anchor until we worked things out. I had to call some people. I said, listen, I'm going around in circles here. My autopilot has gone kapooey, and I'm going in circles. I look like an idiot. I still look like an idiot. Anyways, that's how it went. We did get it fixed, but when it goes, something like that goes wrong in a 737 MAX with 200 people on board, now that's a whole different ball game there. The CEO did make a statement finally on Monday. That helped a little bit. The Boeing stock has definitely solidified here. It is hanging out, in fact, having a pretty good day today. It's up to 380 right now, up 1.7%. We've got FedEx. I got to get to this before we get to the best sector in the market right now and my featured stock of the day. FedEx misses by 7 cents. And they miss on revenues. Well, FedEx is a bellwether for the global economy. They provide express, ground, small parcel, and less-than-truckload deliveries in office and print services. And FedEx came up with the stinker of a quarter. They missed by 7 cents. They missed on revenue. And the stock is down 5.4%. FedEx is headquartered, obviously, in a it's Memphis, Tennessee. I thought it was Atlanta. No, it's Memphis, Tennessee. $45 billion market cap company, dividend yield 1.5%. Very well-known CEO. They fell short with their quarter three report. The company says revenue dropped for the international express business during the quarter due to slowing macroeconomic conditions and weaker global growth trends. Now, that's a bit of a bombshell, but I remember FedEx's last quarter, pretty much the same thing happened. FedEx has cut their guidance, and this could, you know, have broad implications for ancillary companies that do business overseas, and that slowing international macroeconomic conditions and weaker global trade growth in dropping its profit forecast, that sent a little bit of a chill through the market. I'd say that's the biggest reason we're down about 90 on the Dow right now. Stock investors have seen the glass as half full, but FedEx's earnings warrant caution before earnings season begins in earnest next month. Yeah, the earnings season begins in about 3 weeks. And this is one that always reports after or early. I don't know if they're reporting late or early, probably early. J.P. Morgan lowers FedEx to a neutral rating from overweight. I do not own FedEx. That's a very weak chart. You know, we just talked about a company, AMD, that has a relative strength of 97 on a scale of 1 to 99. FedEx has a relative strength of 11 on a scale of 1 to 99. All right, let's see where we go next. Let's take a look at yesterday. Let's go back to yesterday. You know, the stocks that really jumped off the page as I went down all of the rivers and creeks and tributaries of the market, as many as I could. The healthcare sector, which has been under fire with talk of universal Medicare for all, that's coming from Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, the new guy, Beto O'Rourke. Well, that sent a chill through stocks like United Healthcare, Anthem, Humana, Centene, WellCare, etc. Man, those stocks were red hot yesterday, and they have been actually for the last couple of weeks here. There is a healthcare ETF, IYH. You can look at the action in that. Now, they've cooled off a little bit today. They're down today with the market being down. But you know what? There's some pretty good values there. I would just use Humana as an example. Humana's down today 2.6%, but it hit its support level here recently and got pretty cheap. The other one that looked really good to me is Anthem, and I own Anthem. That's a $77 billion company, Anthem. It's having a little bit of a pullback today, but those healthcare stocks, you know, finally shaking off all of that talk. I mean, what are the chances of universal Medicare for all? Well, you know, they were pretty worried about it just a few weeks ago. Pfizer takes a 15% stake in gene therapy developer Vivid Therapeutics. I continue to watch that gene therapy. I was having a discussion with someone the other day about where do you find the next Apple, the next Microsoft. I said, you know, it's probably going to happen in the biotech industry. I think one of these or several of these biotechs, with so many of them, someone's bound to hit it big and come up with whether it's something for Alzheimer's or cancer or autism. I mean, you name it, there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of companies working on it. Capitalism tends to breed that kind of work going on, and hopefully one of them come up with something. Maybe the next Microsoft will emerge from the biotech industry. You got an upgrade on Teladoc. No, Teladoc is acquiring a European telemedicine provider. I still think that there's a big future in telemedicine. You know, by the time you drive to the provider and you find a parking place, a parking garage, you fight traffic, go through a lobby of sick people, you wait in the lobby for an hour to see the doctor, then you sit in the waiting room for, in his patient room for another hour. What's wrong with Teladoc? Try it out. I own the stock in my Ultra Growth portfolio. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I see it's 57 degrees in Dallas right now, be a pleasant 75 later today. We'll be there in a few weeks here, April the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, with a workshop Wednesday evening at from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on the current conditions, the current economy, the current state of the market, what sectors are the best now, the areas of the market that look the most favorable. And that workshop, if you'd like to make a reservation for a seat at the workshop, 855-611-BEST, or you can email us. You can go to GundersonCapital.com. Or if you'd like to have an appointment with me and my team while we're there, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Then it's on to Sarasota, May 14th, 15th, and 16th. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with a workshop Wednesday night, May the 15th at the Hyatt Regency downtown Sarasota. If you'd like to meet with me and my team while there, 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. Or if you'd like to attend the workshop while there, Wednesday, May 15th. And I'm sure it's nice and sunny down in Sarasota today. Okay, time for my featured stock of the day. Now, don't take a knee while I feature this stock by the name of Anthem. Okay, you can stand up if you'd like. The name of the stock company, Anthem. I own Anthem in my growth and income portfolio. Anthem is headquartered in Indianapolis, Indiana, home of the Colts. They provide managed healthcare services through PPO, HMO, and POS, indemnity, and other hybrid plans. One of the biggest providers in the country. It is currently a $78 billion market cap company, and it has a dividend yield of just 1.1%. But I would gladly take a smaller dividend yield in exchange for some possible capital appreciation and growth going forward. Now, after all, Anthem has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 11% per year, and the next 5 years, the consensus is 14.7% per year. The valuation still looks pretty good on ANTM. I have a value grade of B+. I have a 5-year target price of $550. It's currently a $302 stock. But listen to the performance over the years, which has been really, really good. especially for a large cap dividend pair. Over the last 10 years, Anthem, with its dividend and capital appreciation, that's called growth and income, has averaged 25.6% per year. The market, one half of that, about one half, 12.5% per year. That's the S&P 500. Over the last 5 years, Anthem has delivered 27% per year, with no guarantees going forward, obviously, while the market has delivered 7.3%, and over the last 3 years, Anthem 32% per year, market 11.1%. This is an A performance grade. And over the last 12 months, Anthem's up 35%, while the market's down 5.7%. Performance grade of A, a value grade of B+. It has pulled back recently, but now starting to head back up again on the talk of Medicare for all, which, you know, a lot of, if you go to single payer, which Kamala Harris wants to do, and pretty much everyone, I don't know where Joe Biden stands on this. He hasn't announced yet, but I think pretty much every Democratic candidate wants that single payer where the government would completely run like they do in Britain. Anthem would come under fire if that were to happen. And that's why the stock sold off recently. But now it seems to be headed back up. Anthem is currently ranked at number 135 out of 5,080. It got as high as number 37 one month ago, and then it had a sell-off, which hurt its relative strength. That took it up in rank, and now it's back to 135. 1 year ago, it was number 379. It's just been in that upper echelon, that upper tier of the market, of my database, for the last many moons. And there was a huge move in the stock yesterday, and that entire sector. It's pulling back again today, but, you know, I have a $500 target price with no guarantees. That's $550. That's based on their current earnings trajectory and the multiple that I think is appropriate for a managed care company like Anthem. All right. Well, I'll be writing the newsletter. I'll be beginning it tomorrow. I usually start on Thursday thinking about it a little bit. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. And if you'd like to make an appointment with me, you don't have to be in Dallas or Sarasota. We have our show is heard all across the country. People use my app all over the world. People listen to the radio show all over the world, the podcast. If you'd like to talk to Gunderson, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or obviously you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. Well, the NASDAQ is trying to go positive here. I don't know if it's going to make it or not. And the Dow has cut that 100-point loss in half. Boeing's having a pretty good day, believe it or not. We may go positive here before this day is over. Keep your fingers crossed. Being in the right places, very critical right now. There's a lot of bad sectors in the market. There's a lot of bad stocks in the market. FedEx is one of those. And then there's the best stocks now, at least as far as Gunderson is concerned. All right. This has been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.